Worldwide oil prices are falling today after Saudi Arabia promised to increase production. U.S. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says the Saudis are ready to pump as many as 2 million extra barrels per day to stabilize the oil market. The Saudi move comes amid high gas prices here in the United States, and it comes despite opposition from other members of the OPEC oil cartel. To learn more, we've called Yusuf Ibrahim, who's a former Middle East correspondent and is now managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. He's in Dubai. And, Mr. Ibrahim, why would the Saudis agree to increase oil production now?
Well, it's politically convenient to say so at a time where they have been under a lot of criticism and pressure over reforms and so on and so forth, and it endears them to the United States. However, I think you must take a promise like this with a grain of salt, precisely for the reasons you pointed out, which is, A, there is a significant amount of objection to that within OPEC, and secondly, the political circumstances inside Saudi Arabia may not permit a Saudi decision maker to appear so generous to the United States at this point.
Well, now we should say that Saudi Arabia has a long history of moving its oil production to benefit the world oil market and to benefit, in some cases, the United States. Is there anything unusual about this move?
What is unusual is the timing, because at this point in time, first of all, the other member of the organizations do not have the excess capacity that the Saudis have, and therefore will not themselves be able to also increase their quotas. This gives the Saudis a clear benefit, which others resent. And secondly, there are a number of experts who feel that the reasons the price of oil is too high is not so much a shortage of oil, but the fact that there is a psychological factor of anxiety. As you know, we are living in the middle of a significant disruption of Iraqi oil production, which has never been able to come back to where it used to be. And secondly, we have had the first attack, in effect, on an oil facility inside Saudi Arabia in Yanbu just a few weeks ago. All these elements really account for perhaps $5 or $6 of the price of oil. Now, if these anxieties were to disappear, the other risk that OPEC is taking is to find itself with a lot of oil on the market and face a collapse of the prices.
You mentioned that the anxiety may have raised oil prices $5 to $6 a barrel. We should mention they've been in the neighborhood of $40 per barrel in recent weeks. Now, journalist Bob Woodward wrote a book in which it was said that the Saudis had agreed to bring down oil prices before the election in the United States. The Saudis, we should say, have adamantly denied that. Does the Saudi decision here point your suspicions one way or the other?
Yes, I have no reason to doubt that Prince Bandar, who is one of the most important political decision makers in Saudi Arabia and the ambassador of the Saudis to Washington and a very close person to the Bush family altogether, may have said that he would help George W. Bush win the elections. But a lot of water has gone under since January 2003, and he has had to explain himself, and he had apologized and zigzagged about that promise many times because it has aroused a significant amount of displeasure within Saudi Arabia and within OPEC. Of course, you know, all the events in Iraq have created a significant amount of antipathy towards United States policy in this region. So to appear to help George W. Bush, who is the focus of this anger, get reelected seems to be very maladroit at this point.
Yusuf Ibrahim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Yusuf Ibrahim is managing director of the Dubai-based Strategic Energy Investment Group.